Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Xplore Wealth Limited FY20 half-year results investor conference call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Mike Wright, Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining Xplore Wealth's results presentation. There are three key messages I'd like to leave with you today. The first is we're making real progress on our 2020 priorities, upgrading our business with a new ambition, culture, strategy, and operating model. Secondly, these improvements are having a real positive impact. And finally, we're making solid progress in extending our capabilities, products and markets with the intention of driving growth. As you can see on slide three, it shows key financial metrics where we're seeing real improved results early against PCP. Funds under administration is up 20.2% and revenue is up 20.9% PCP. Pleasingly, underlying EBITDA is up 50% and net operating cash flow up 2.7 million PCP. Strategically, we are clear on which markets we will compete in and our growth strategies as summarised on slide four. You may be interested in, we are 15 years young with over 16 billion in funds under administration. We own an RSC licence and are one of only a handful of RSC licensees open to new offerings, and we're independent, deliberately. We don't manufacture funds and we don't own an advice AFSL. Slide five captures our intent to leverage our agility and niche to drive improved growth and returns for our shareholders. Independence is absolutely critical to this. We understand our clients want to set up their business on their terms. Our role with these businesses is to use our scale and our expertise to provide tailored solutions. Across our categories shown on the slide, all our offers are 100% tailored. As others corporatise, moving away from tailoring, Xplore will continue too. We understand though, to truly tailor, you need the system to work in its entirety. You need an aligned platform, a low-cost operating model, and a culture that embraces it. So how are we going to achieve this? Well, firstly, by leveraging our aligned platform, we believe we have an empowering platform. It provides real choice, as shown on slide six. It's unique as one platform with three distinct offers to choose from, discretionary, wrap, and direct in. Clients will also decide on various features such as wholesale, white labelling, the appropriate legal structure, investment management, managed accounts, and direct international assets. Empowering advisors enables them to act in the best interest of their clients. The One Platform initiative is critical to transforming our business. Slide seven captures our strategic intent to build a highly scalable, low-cost operating model driving efficiencies to leverage. Over time, our goal is to reduce basis points of cost per dollar of FUA below 20 basis points. We intend to constantly improve our offer, tailoring solutions for clients whose needs evolve. As slide eight illustrates, we have six new products and offerings in 2020. Some will be disruptive in the markets that we compete in, such as our advised direct retail HIN offer. MDA Wholesale and International are launched in February 20 with third-party MDA admin planned to follow closely. These new offers are expected to help win more advisors, more clients and more inflows. For accountability purposes, we lay out the planned delivery timelines at the bottom of this page and we are on track to deliver. On slide nine, finally, we're making great progress moving to a values-based culture to facilitate delivery of our growth strategies. At Xplore, We all know what needs doing in 2020. We have prioritised and are getting things done. The three priorities are, as shown on slide 10, create business efficiencies via the One Platform program. Currently, there's 19 streams, 5 are well advanced and 5 commenced, and we've also built project management capability. Secondly, upgrade our business. We have a new 3-year strategic plan and new hires and leadership and capability. And finally, sustainably grow the business through a new distribution plan. We're executing on our take to market plan and we're rebuilding capability within the distribution team. In 2020, I'm pleased to be winning new clients. As slide 11 shows, we've built a tailored solution for new clients who are now onboarding their clients. We also have other businesses that have passed our due diligence process for which we are building a tailored offer for them, which we expect to be ready in the next couple of months. I'd like to hand over to our CFO at Explore Wealth, Bruce Hawkins. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. As you've indicated earlier in the presentation, the results for the first half of the year have improved on PCP, reflective of a momentum shift for the business. We can see on slide 12 a 20% uplift in revenues and an 18% uplift in gross profit PCP, with these uplifts being attributed to both organic growth and the contribution from recent acquisitions. A positive uplift in the underlying EBITDA PCP of 50% supports this shift. The write-off of the linear software and providing for 50% of the disputed R&D claim does impact the bottom line, but will assist future results. The contributors to our revenue on slide 13 are mostly revenue flows from higher margin retail clients, despite institutional business representing 60% of our FUA. Our superannuation businesses now represent 11% of revenues, and this percentage is expected to grow. Looking closely at the makeup of our revenue on the next slide, we see greater diversification emerging as traditional platform fees are complemented with other sources of income. Importantly, revenues are recurring in nature and the amount that is exposed to market fluctuation is reducing. As forecast, operating costs increased compared to PCP, given costs embedded in the businesses acquired, as shown on slide 15. Implementing AASB 16, we have seen some reclassification of costs from operating expenses to amortisation due to treatment of property losses under the new standards. Post the linear acquisition, we have seen, shown on slide 16, that first half year underlying EBITDA margins are improving year on year. This will remain a core focus for us moving forward. One Platform is expected to deliver a combination of cost reductions and additional revenues, making a strong contribution to future results. It is worth noting that the second half 2019 margins included $861,000 of RIDIC attributed to the period post-linear acquisition but relating to the FY2018 period. Importantly, on the next slide, the business has returned to cash flow positive from operations and as a result, the cash position is improved. Explore is debt-free and well positioned to fund ongoing business operations, including the One Platform program over the next 12 months. Our balance sheet on slide 18 includes the improved net cash position, the zero debt, write down of the intangible assets, and the accumulation of tax losses that will be available to the business in future years. From a financial viewpoint in 2020, we'll be realising targeted benefits from the One Platform program, and driving efficiencies with the goal of improving long-term profitability. I'll now hand back to Mike.
Thanks, Bruce. Slide 19 highlights Explore has multiple revenue levers to drive growth. Strategically, we are an advise-only business. Therefore, growing the number of advisors, clients, whilst balancing the right mix of fees is important. Also, we have expanded our total available market. Slide 20 shows we now compete in 52% of the total market. In essence, three offerings have nearly doubled our total available market from 1.1 trillion to 1.7 trillion, three being retail super wrap, our super fund offer and our retail advised direct HIN offer due half to calendar year 20. Explore Wealth has significant market share opportunities. We can now target flows from large institutions with retail super wrap. Our current share is around 1.5%. The managed account market in Australia is relatively small at $71 billion, and our current share in that market is $5.3 billion, or roughly 7.5%. The managed account market is growing fast, and this is expected to continue. In terms of a FY20 update, Bruce discussed half one FY20 results. In half two FY20, as on slide 22, one, we're absolutely focused on the key delivery of one platform, in particular the milestones of delivering on one custodian, delivering on MDA International, MDA Wholesale, finalising our infrastructure consolidation, and also upgrading our advisor portal. All these things are expected to deliver savings and new revenue. And secondly, to really start executing on our new strategy and culture. In conclusion, we're making real progress on our 2020 priorities and upgrading our business with a new ambition, a new culture, a new strategy, and a new operating model. Secondly, these improvements are already delivering positive results, as Bruce discussed. And finally, we're making solid progress in extending our capabilities, our products, and markets to really drive growth. Thank you, and we'll now open for questions and answers.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star then 2. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask a question. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone. The first question today comes from James Tracy from Veritas Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Mark and Bruce.
Hey, James.
Yeah, the first question for me is around your slide number 20, where you've increased the addressable market quite considerably, maybe, 50% or something. What's your, and you mentioned in your priorities you've got a new take-to-market plan. Could you talk a little bit more about how you plan to communicate your new offering, and how you would anticipate the ramp up of that happening? Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, James, for that question. So, as I mentioned earlier in one of the slides, at Explore Wealth, we've got a very distinct platform, a platform that's very empowering and provides choice. And there's three client offers: discretionary, wrap, and direct HIN. And I think one of the products, James, that really helped expand our total available market was we launched a super wrap product in June and took that to market in July. And in essence, that was a big element for our total available market increasing 52% from 1.1 trillion to 1.7 trillion. For us to really realize the benefit of that new offering, particularly within that aligned platform, we've been working on a take-to-market plan where, in essence, we're looking to rebuild the capability within the distribution team. Historically, James, the distribution capability has been focused more on managed discretionary account capability. That is still very important, but we also need to also have a very strong retail super capability. So we've brought on a new BDM in Victoria, who's ex-Hub and ex-Net Wealth. Fantastic business development managers hit the ground running. We've also decided to move resources all to the eastern suburbs to really support our existing clients and new clients moving forward. And we're in the market at the moment in New South Wales for a new BDM, which I've just had a second interview. Bruce, our CFO, has also had an interview, and we're pretty close to putting an offer out to them.
Thank you. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone. We'll pause for a moment for parties to enter the queue. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone.
Well, thank you for all...
Sorry, we're not showing any further questions.
Thank you for that. Thank you all for dialing in to our first half results. We greatly appreciate that. We know how busy everyone is, so thank you so much for making the effort. If I could just leave you with our three key messages. We're making real progress on our 2020 priorities and upgrading our business with a focus on upgrading our ambition, our culture, our strategy and our operating model. Secondly, these improvements are already delivering positive results, as Bruce has described. And finally, we're making solid progress in extending our products and markets to really drive sustainable growth. Again, thank you for your time and effort, and I look forward to catching up with many of you over the next 4 weeks. Thank you.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference today. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines.